from KQED.
The young person we talked to for our next story has something in common with Jeremiah and wants to give him this advice.
I remember growing up, I used to be really embarrassed, as if I did something wrong or there was something wrong with me because my father was in prison. So tell him not to be embarrassed, be proud of that. For you to be doing so well and to care so much with having so much adversity, that's a real strength and asset.
That's Michael Tubbs. He knows something about adversity. He was born to a teenage mom, and his dad is still incarcerated. But that didn't stop him from becoming the mayor of Stockton. In fact, he's the city's first African-American mayor and the youngest mayor of any big U.S. city today. He's 26, but got his political start back when he was a teenager.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members, and guests. And I'm once again honored to stand before you guys.
Michael Tubbs, at age 15, heading up Stockton's Youth Advisory Commission.
And I, on behalf of the Youth Advisory Commission, would like to thank council, city staff, along with our county judges, for taking the time to mentor teens and teaching us about our local and county government and their functions.
Dressed in a spiffy collared shirt and a tie, the teenage Michael Tubbs would joke about what he was going to do when he became mayor someday. But first, he left Stockton, got a scholarship to Stanford, interned at Google. Then, when he was interning at the White House, his cousin was murdered, one of 50 homicides in the city of Stockton that year.
The Stockton Police Department is sweeping the streets of gangs and guns this month. That's all happening after the murder rate has skyrocketed there.
KCRA3's Rich Ibarra.
He decided to come back to his hometown.
Just kind of working through my own feelings of guilt and grief, and also not feeling that there's sufficient focus, pressure, or even a conversation about the value of lives, the value of lives of young people, and the values of lives of young men of color in this community in particular.
At age 22, he ran for city council. Impressed by his underdog story, Oprah Winfrey sent him a $10,000 check to boost his campaign. He won his mostly Latino district with about 60% of the vote, and he won the mayor's race by a landslide. But he's inherited a city best known for bankruptcy, foreclosures, high crime rates.
There is new list out tonight that no city wants to be a part of.
Oh, boy. Forbes magazine came up with a list of the most miserable cities in the U.S., and topping the list is Stockton.
His hashtag, reimagine Stockton.
Stockton, this nation is looking for a comeback story. And today I say, why not you? Why not us?
At his first State of the City speech last month, he talked about investing tax dollars in young people, especially those growing up in violent neighborhoods, caught up in cycles of poverty and crime.
I know some people say, Mayor Tubbs, I don't think it's worth it. But the truth is, we will pay either way. And the cost of trauma and of violence is a much greater cost than job training and opportunity.
He has authenticity, and he cares about this community, and he also has the intelligence and the skills and the energy as a young person to make things happen.
Emily Ostreicher is a recent transplant from San Francisco. She and her artist husband were drawn to Stockton because they could buy an affordable furniture building studio. Tubbs' message resonates with their progressive politics. But his effort to rebrand Stockton also appeals to business owners like Ryan Haggerty, who voted for President Trump.
I think that some youth is healthy. I think a fresh perspective is always good. And, you know, he's from here, so I think he understands maybe a lot of our underlying challenges.
The mayor's aunt has also come to watch the State of the City speech. Tasha Dixon says she's not surprised. The little bookworm she knew as a kid grew up to run a city.
Michael would not leave the house without a book in his hand. Even if he was going to go practice for basketball, he still had a book in his hand. And I'm like, put the book down, you finna practice basketball, but he's still reading. I'm like, oh my goodness. So he always been, you know, a kid that you knew that was gonna go somewhere.
In fact, when I ask Mayor Tubbs to take me on a tour of his old neighborhood, we head right to the Maya Angelou Library.
Where I wrote my college apps, discovered James Baldwin, and every time I used to lose my keys, I would have to stay here until my mom got off work.
Reading, he says, allowed him to see that the world was bigger than his city or his street, helped him to understand that he wanted to make change for young people.
Michael Tubbs, I remember you.
How are you,
Ben? Good.
Oh, my
goodness.
You doing good?
Yes. Yes, Michael Tubbs. Good job.
That's the mayor. Wow.
Mayor Tubbs spends a lot of time visiting schools and youth programs. He started a summer book club. and he talks about books whenever he meets kids, like at this stop at an elementary school.
Did you like reading books?
I loved reading books. Do you like reading books? What's your favorite book?
Education and early investment as a child really made all the difference for me, and that's why I'm a big champion. And look, the kids are wonderful. They're awesome. They didn't create the community they live in, or the families they were born to. They have all the potential in their world, so I just think it's our job to make sure they have all the opportunities in the world as well.
I want to be a lawyer, and I want to have a good education, go to college, and I want to be a teacher, and I want to grow up like Michael Tubbs.
Oh, that's too sweet. Stop.
Michael Tubbs says he does think being a young mayor helps him focus on his city's most important demographic. More than a third of the residents here are under 21.